Now, will you notice the commission that's given to Isaiah? And he said, go and tell. That's the message. You go and tell this people. Now, this is a strange message, and I want to be very careful at this point here, because he's asked to do something that's very, very strange. He says, go and tell this people. I hope we understand that this people at that time meant the nation Israel. Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? Now, this would look, as you read it, that the prophet is being sent to blind and to deafen and to harden people. And yet, I want to be very careful now. I think we can safely say that God never hardens hearts that would otherwise be soft, and that they owe their hardness to the very fact that He brings it out. He doesn't make it that way. He does not blind the eyes of those that want to see. But apart from His intervention, they would never see, of course. And it's but the foolish blasphemy of men and the enmity to God that will argue that God hardens or God blinds. He doesn't do that. And I think that we have a illustration in Scripture. And it's the light that was shining in the darkness, and yet they did not see. The Lord Jesus said, if the light in your darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, I'm going to illustrate here with two illustrations, and I hope to get them in. If you take a lantern out to a barn, as I did as a boy in southern Oklahoma, you take a lantern out to a barn at night to milk that old muley cow that I used to have to milk, and you go to the corn crib, what happens? Well, the two things happen. The minute you bring light in that barn, the rats, they make for cover. Boy, they scurry around. You can hear them taking off. And then the little birds that are roosting up in the rafters, they begin to sing, twitter around. Now, light causes one to flee and the other to begin to sing. Now, did the light make a rat a rat? No, he's a rat before the light got there. All the light did was reveal he's a rat, my friend. And the light that comes into the world, the Lord Jesus was that light, and it did two things. It caused the birds to sing and the rats to run. And let me illustrate that. Years ago, there was an explosion in a mine in West Virginia, and a great many men were blocked off because of a cave-in. And after several days, they dug through to them, and one of the first things that got to them was a light. And when the light came on, a fine young man standing there that was one of the miners that had been trapped, he said, when the light came on, he says, why doesn't someone turn on the light? And all the other miners looked at him startled. They knew he'd been blinded by the explosion. But friend, it took the light to reveal that he was blind. God blinds nobody. God hardens no heart. But when the light shines in, it reveals what an individual is, my beloved. And therefore, that's what you have here. And that is exactly when the Lord Jesus quoted this passage, and it's a very important passage, that's exactly what he meant. Now, we have over in Corinthians, it's in 2 Corinthians, it's the second chapter. Will you listen to this, verse 14? Now, thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. Who's sufficient for these things? And I'm sure I'm not. But I often said when I was pastor of the church and would give an invitation, and there would be some that would accept. And then I would say, if you are here this morning and have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, you came in here a lost person, and you're going out a lost person, may I say to you that I'm no longer your friend. I couldn't be, because you can't now go into the presence of God and say that you have not heard the gospel. You see what they would be? They would be the blind that now are revealed as blind because they've rejected Jesus Christ, my friend. They were blind. He didn't make them blind, but He's the light that reveals the blindness, my friend, and we always triumph. We like to boast of the number that are saved today. I want to say to you, I'd much rather boast of the fact of the thousands and right now several million people that are hearing the Word of God. That's the important thing. That's my business. And it's the business of the Spirit of God to touch hearts.